Hey, everybody, it's Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Corner Office Podcast, a brand new one for you this time, one that kind of hits hard on the nostalgia, truth be told, but it's with a CEO that's not too tied to doing things the way they've always been done, even though his dad founded the company. John Goldwater is the CEO of Archie Comics. Betty and Veronica and Jughead and the whole gang.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
John Goldwater, thanks for coming to the studio.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You basically grew up with this company.
Yeah. I mean, many years ago, actually 1941, my father created Archie and Jughead and Betty and Veronica. And yeah, I mean, it's been in my blood. It's been part of my life. And I don't know this for 100% fact, but I'm sure I learned to read by reading an Archie comic.
And honestly,
so I can't tell you that 100%, but they were just there.
You know? Were probably not the only person who learned to read. Reading Archie comics, right?
You know, it's funny. Like when I go to like Comic Cons or I meet people, whoever they may be, so many people tell me they learned to read through Archie comics.
This is not, however, your father's Archie comics, I think is a kind way to say it. When you took over this company 10-ish years ago, plus or minus?
Yeah, 2009.
What did you feel your mandate was? Because to be honest, Archie had languished.
Yeah, I mean, candidly, I was not really certain where Archie sat in sort of like the zeitgeist of comic book people or just in general in pop culture. And it took me quite a while to really get a handle, candidly, of just how irrelevant Archie was. I'll tell you a very quick story.
Right?
I'll tell you a very quick story. Yeah. So our office is in Westchester in New York. Our main office is in Westchester in New York. And I had a meeting in Manhattan. And one day, I'm on the train heading into Manhattan. I've taken a couple of my Archie comics with me, and they're on the seat next to me. And a young lady, sit down next to me, and she noticed the Archie comics. And she said, "Oh, my God, they still make those?" And I was like, wow, that hit me right between the eyes. And that was my really moment where I said, okay, we have to figure out how to change things because otherwise we're going to fade into obscurity like many of these older comic book characters have done.
What was it then that in your mind turned things around for you? What was the decision you made?
Well, I mean, the first thing I did was I called a meeting of all our writers and our artists into the office, and I said, look, I don't know what you've been told in the past about what you need to do here. I said, but everything is on the table. No idea is a bad idea. Just tell me what you want to do. I promise you I'm not going to fire you. I'm not going to look at you like you're crazy. I want any and all ideas from you guys because you guys are the lifeblood of Archie. The writers, the artists, they're our lifeblood. And one day I got a call from one of the writers. He's a writer and an artist. He does both. And he said, his name was Dan Parent, Dan Parent. And he called me up one day and he said, you know, I have this idea and I'd like to talk to you about it. And he came on in and he pitched me the idea. He said, you'd really want to shake up the Archie world? I said, absolutely, I do. And he pitched me the idea of, you know, introducing a gay character into Archie. This is 2010 now.
Yeah.
And I immediately just light bulb moment said, yep, we have to do it. And he and I worked very, very closely hand in hand. And we introduced Kevin Keller into the Archie world. And to me, that was the breakthrough moment of where all of a sudden we were at least current in terms of our mindset. You know, we still had a lot of work to do, but that was a huge first step forward.
You said in an interview not too terribly long ago, you said, as long as the story feels true to the spirit of the characters, it can be anything. Archie fights zombies, has powers towards the world. There is no limit to what you can do with these amazing characters, which is amazing in itself because they're 75 years old.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my feeling is, It's all about DNA, right? So if the DNA and the integrity of the personalities of the characters are true to who they were 75 years ago, I mean, Archie's still a good guy. And you know, he's still best friends with Jughead and so on and so forth. And the girls are best friends. You could sort of put them in any setting. And as long as they're true to themselves, it works. And we've proven that. It's actually amazing, to be honest with you.
Okay, but you killed him.
Yeah. Well, look, we had this storyline in this book called Life with Archie, right? And it was a really great storyline, but I was just feeling instinctively that it had to end. Now, this is alt-universe Archie, okay? This is Archie older, right? And in one universe, his life is married to Veronica. In the other universe, his life is married to Betty. And I was just like, look, where are these things going to go? You know, at some point, we have to wrap up these storylines. And I remember, this is a funny story. I called my entire editorial staff together, and I said, all right, guys, what's your suggestion? How do we wrap up this storyline? And there were all sorts of suggestions, and they were all making my head spin. And I just said, you know what? What if we just killed him? What if we just ended it with the death of Archie? And there was silence in the room. I'll never forget it. And everyone's like, no, you can't do that. This is the worst idea ever, except for one guy. And he just broke into hysterics, my head of distribution. He just broke into hysterics. And he said, you got to do it. You got to do it. It's going to be amazing. And we did it. And Archie was killed, saving the life of Kevin Keller.
Right.
It was sort of like full circle, right?
Right, exactly.
Like the old Archie died and new Archie was born. And that was sort of like how we sort of put everything together.
The lawyerly phrase for what you guys have in this company is IP, right? Intellectual property.
That's
right. You are using it now to a Fare Thee Well, right? There's a reboot of Sabrina. There's Riverdale on TV. Mm. You talked about Broadway at some point in here, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Five years from now, we'll be talking Broadway productions and licensing.
Yeah, I mean, Broadway, we're developing that right now, and hopefully
SpongeBob's on Broadway, so Archie.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to tell you, it's like, to me, Archie on Broadway is such a natural thing, and I mean, I already have the vision in my head of what it should be. So hopefully very soon we're going to get that up and moving.
Why did you decide television in Riverdale? It's a little dark, right?
Yeah. Look, again, it goes back to the DNA sort of conversation where, you know, if they're going to be in Riverdale and it's just going to be high school hijinks, you know, candidly, that's kind of boring, you know, And we got really lucky. We have an amazing writer and showrunner in Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa, who loves the Archie comics as much as I do. We have great partners over at Warner Brothers, and they had the courage, along with us, to just go where no one had gone before with these characters.
Because it's,
and people love them.
It's so interesting, right? The Archie in the comics and on the printed page is light and pastel-y and fun and good. And Riverdale is just dark, man.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. But, you know, we want to tell compelling stories. We want to also talk about what's going on in the world today. You know, we want all the young people that watch the show to be able to relate to the characters. And the world is not, you know, it's not rainbows and unicorns all the time. Let's face it, right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the world. And when you're a young person, I mean, you really feel that stuff really deeply. You know, as you get older, you get more immune to it and all of that stuff. But as a young person, you know, that stuff really penetrates. And lots of stuff regarding, you know, what's happening in the social issues. And now we have all sorts of stuff going on in the world that, you know, we wanted to tell a story that was today and that was relevant.
Do you look at DC and Marvel and the Wonder Womans and the Avengers and the Thors and say, that's where I want to go?
Well, I look at Archie as being in the same sandbox as them for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, our IP is as famous as theirs, except, you know, in a different way.
Well, so are you underperforming?
No, not at all. I mean, look, we talked about it earlier in this interview. We had a couple of decades where we just languished. I think that's the word you used, and you were right about that. So, you know, we're catching up. I wouldn't say underperforming. Actually, I think we're overperforming because I think people sort of left us for dead, you know, and now people are like, oh, wow, I'm so happy you're doing this. It's like, I always love these characters. Thank you for putting some life back into them.
You're not at the whole, you know, DC Marvel saturation point, right? You're being fairly judicious, but are you worried about overexposure, I guess?
No, boy. I mean, for me, it's go, go, go. I want to hit the gas.
Huh.
You know, we're going to keep going with Riverdale, and we have Sabrina coming, which I'm very excited about. And we have a lot of other really great IP. I mean, we have Josie and the Pussycats that are in our bullpen. We have these Golden Age superheroes. We have the Shield, and we have, you know, just you know, Hangman and Black Hood and tons of other characters that at some point we're going to get to. But right now, our main focus is, of course, Riverdale and Sabrina. That's what we're focusing on right now.
Let me offer you this cautionary tale while saying that I loved this movie, Solo, and a little bit of overcapacity in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I mean, my son is a crazy Star Wars fan, and he enjoyed it. But I understand. But, you know, I think we're on the Archie side, we are nowhere near saturation. We're just beginning.
What do you suppose your dad would make of what you're doing with this character and these people?
I don't think he would ever have believed that this were possible. I mean, he passed away in 1999, and I've got to tell you, you know, candidly, he never thought Archie was going to endure. You know, he thought it was going to be a comic book character, and he thought, you know, he had a great run with it. But at some point, everyone moves on. And if he saw what's happening with Riverdale and how people are just in love with the characters, in love with Betty and Veronica. Now, we have great actresses who are playing them, and we're so lucky to have the people involved in the show. But I have to tell you, I think he would be completely flabbergasted in a great way, in an absolutely great way.
What's your stress level about caring for this franchise, this enterprise?
I mean, I consider it an honor, you know, and I'm sort of a temporary guardian. And at some point, you know, it's like you own a great work of art, right? Whether you own a Picasso or whatever it may be. That's how I view these characters. And at some point, it's going to pass on to somebody else. So while I'm sort of in charge of them or guarding them or however you want to put it, you know, I'm honored and thrilled and excited. And there's a lot of fun things we're going to do going forward.
John Goldwater, Archie Comics. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. That was my conversation with John Goldwater, the CEO of Archie Comics. If you thought the conversation was interesting, if you learned something, let us know, would you? By rating us or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, maybe share it with a friend. I don't know. Do whatever you got to do. The Corner Office Podcast is produced by Bridget Bonner. This episode, with help from Sean McHenry. Marketplace is produced by Nancy Fargali. Star Nieves is the executive director of On Demand. Deborah Clark is the senior vice president and general manager. I'm Kai Rizdal. Another new episode coming for you in a couple of weeks.